kept me going, baby.
Got me going, baby.
All the time.
Two cappuccinos with soy milk, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Isn't that Joelle over there?
Where?
By the window, over there.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Joelle.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you two. It's been a while.
How are you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm fine. How are you two?
I'm fine, too. Thanks.
Thank you. Me, too. Do you mind if we join you?
No, of course. Please sit down. Eileen, oh, you're wearing a lovely dress.
It's pretty white. It looks vintage and reminds me of the 40s or 50s style.
Oh, thank you. It actually is vintage. I bought it at a secondhand store.
Oh, that's so cool. I love shopping secondhand.
Oh, I would like to do so as well. But I don't know any good shops nearby. I love vintage clothing, though. They paint a gorgeous silhouette and are mostly well-tailored. You know, I've been getting into the topic of fast fashion and zero waste lately.
Oh, me too. That's the reason why I started to shop secondhand clothing.
Yeah, fast fashion is so damaging for the environment.
Aren't H&M and Zara fast fashion brands?
Well, yeah, fast fashion brands are all of those brands that produce really, really cheap clothing.
And horribly produced. Mm. They use cheap materials that are bad for the environment and exploit workers.
Oh yeah, that's true. And they usually end up in a landfill anyway.
Well, that's their thing, isn't it? They overproduce and create new collections all the time. It's called fast fashion because people tend to shop the new stuff that's changing all the time, and often they don't wear it or they throw it away.
Back in the day, people used to shop for the new seasons like autumn, winter and spring, summer, but now people feel the need to shop all year round.
People don't think about the consequences of their consumerism. They just buy in bulk because it's cheap, you know?
True. I can totally relate to that. Their advertising makes me feel like I would miss out if I didn't spend money, like, right now. Especially with all of their sales going on.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they act like they try. They have these containers now where you can drop off your old clothing and get a coupon. Mm. But a coupon just encourages more spending and barely any old material gets recycled.
Oh, I heard about that.
And recycling doesn't always mean they turn it into new clothing. A lot of the fabric is shredded and turned into disposable protection for your floors while painting your walls.
Did you hear about what they do with all the recycled clothing?
No.
They sort out a minimal amount, they recycle, and the rest gets shipped off to Africa, where they sell the ones in good condition. And do you know what they do with the rest? Mm-mm. They throw the rest away.
So they end up in the landfill anyway?
Great. Did you hear about the burning of clothes?
Burning?
Yeah, some high-end luxury brands were under fire recently because it was discovered that they burned leftover merchandise. Like, I don't get it. You could donate them or you could sell them in an outlet, but apparently burning was cheaper and made the brand more valuable.
The smoke is so bad for the environment, though, especially since many clothes are made of plastic materials like polyester or spandex.
Yeah, and every time you wash them, microplastic gets into the water.
Right, that's why I've been reading so much about the sustainable fashion movement. Some call it ethical fashion. It's about, well, ethically sourced materials and production methods.
They use a lot of new materials that are eco-friendly, like lyocell.
Oh, I heard about that. It's made from cellulose, right?
Yes, there's no plastic involved and the production process uses less water than other fibers.
Oh, you mean like wool?
Exactly. Wool, mohair, angora. Animal hair needs a lot of water to turn into a fabric that can be used.
There are a lot of really cool sustainable brands that recycle and produce new clothes like Redone or Reformation. But they are quite expensive. I think that's one of the problems. People aren't willing to pay for quality.
But if you want to save money, secondhand clothing is perfect. I mean, secondhand fashion is usually cheap, but you are not contributing to the throwing away and overproducing. You technically you're reusing.
Yes, I love secondhand shopping. Many people don't know what a huge variety there is. There are normal secondhand shops, charity shops like Oxfam, vintage shops with real gems, and even secondhand shops with luxury brands. Some cities even organize second-hand clothing flea markets.
Have you heard of thrift flipping?
No.
Some people made a business out of looking for cool clothes in thrift shops and then altering or upcycling the clothing items to resell them in their own online stores.
What? That's perfect. You're recycling material and creating something fashionable that people want to buy.
And if you want a huge variety in your closet, instead of buying a bunch of new stuff all the time, you can just rent clothing. I heard that's an up-and-coming thing too. Have you seen my new bracelet yet? It's from a company that removes 1 pound of plastic from the ocean for every bracelet that is bought. They have removed more than 1 million pounds of plastic so far.
Damn, that's a lot of plastic.
But there's so much more plastic left in the ocean. It's insane.
And there are so many small things that we could all do to make a difference. We could, I don't know, take a reusable cup with us to avoid using disposable one-way plastic.
There are reusable straws you can take with you too.
And reusable lunch boxes.
And you can use reusable bags for produce and totes for carrying basically everything. I take them with me every time I go grocery shopping. I also try to avoid excessive plastic wrapping.
I bought a reusable face wash cloth the other day to avoid using cotton pads.
I use a bamboo brush. No more plastic handles for me.
My mom doesn't buy plastic water bottles anymore. We have a water filter at home.
See, it's actually not that difficult to change our lifestyles into a more sustainable one.
Wow, I really want to start thrifting right now. It's so easy and yet so effective. I feel like barely any people thrift though.
Well, thrift stores are comparatively small and they don't invest in advertising as much as fast fashion brands do. Many people work there voluntarily and they are financed through charity. They mainly rely on word of mouth and good reviews.
I don't even know any good thrift stores around here.
But I do. I got my dress secondhand, remember?
Oh, right.
It's called Elementarteilchen and it's located in Flingern.
Oh, really? But that's nearby though.
Hey, let's go there, if that's okay, I mean.
I'd love to. Are you and Joelle?
Sure. Let's go.
Yeah, can we finish our coffee first, right?
Yeah, sorry.
Got me going, baby.
Got me going, baby.